Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are. We are, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Dr. K, let's talk about torture and torture flights. You know, those renditions that the United States Supreme Court has just put an end to the lawsuits over. You know what they did? They just came out just yesterday, and this didn't get a lot of press in some circles, but we're going to talk about it here. The case of these torture flights. You know, ending in this legal battle on May 16th, the U.S. Supreme Court has put an end to a lawsuit over the CIA's so-called torture flights, those renditions, refusing to consider a long-running case against a San Jose-based subsidiary of Boeing, accused of participating in those operations. In a one-liner order, the Supreme Court refused to review a federal appeals court ruling that found the lawsuit could not proceed because of the possibility that it might reveal national security secrets. As a result, the ruling stands, derailing attempts and lawsuits against the Jeppesen Data Plan, the Boeing subsidiary accused of carrying out the flights under a contract with the government. So this rejecting of this suit is an indication of just how far we've come now in this battle against our liberties in the name of battling world terror. You see what's happened to us? Oh,
it's so true. And then the hocus pocus of the TSA and the hocus pocus of the war on terror and the hocus pocus. I mean, it's pretty incredible that we can watch jewelry tell us in 1956, was it, or 1950, with James Warburg saying you're going to have it whether you like it or not, and if you don't like it, you're going to get it by force. And then watch as the as they plot, you know, the destruction of the World Trade Center, and then they go around arresting people like Sammy Al-Aryan because O'Reilly said go get him. They have no evidence about anything. He's still in prison, apparently. You know, they, Zacharias Massawi, and then who knows how many others. Just, they're all in prison or whatever's happened to them. The Guantanamo people, of course, you've mentioned. It's beyond comprehension.
Well, look at the alleged, confessed mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. You know, mocked at CIA interrogators during his 03 trial, those waterboarding sessions. You know, he put his fingers to tick off the number of seconds he would be subject to near-drowning sensation. He was communicating to his interrogators that he was onto them. He was aware of what was going on. This was a hoax. This was a forced confession. This is the sort of thing that we hear about going back to Salem and the witchcraft trials, and yet we deride all of that, but this is acceptable today. We the American public have learned to live with this, and because we've seen now what it paid off in, you know, the getting of Osama bin Laden and catching one here, there, the shoe bomber, you know, and the Faisal Shahzads of the world, the Abdulmutallahs of the world, and yet the evidence shows the FBI and the CIA right there, leading them right onto planes, putting them on there, and entrapping people.
Oh, sure. 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 Or just simply, you know, doing it like the rabbi did in the Times Square and just having a patsy in the background that they're, you know, that's the most common thing that they've done. And they blew somebody up, and then they configured who they would finger.
Right.
Just like the Syrians when they strapped those guys in from prison in the car, blew the car up and said they did it.
And on it goes, folks. There's so much more to come. You join with us. You stay with us. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, we're back now, folks. There are so many news items that will not make it to the so-called mainstream that we should mention. And, of course, one of them is that Blair, Tony Blair, Prime Minister at the time, created a pack of lies on the Iraq War. And these documents that were just released by the Iraq War Inquiry Board has confirmed that Blair and his communications advisor, Alastair Campbell, made up a pack of lies to involve Britain in an illegal war. The evidence now by top military intelligence official Major General Michael Laurie has now proven beyond any doubt that Tony Blair and Alastair Campbell were slippery, unashamed, and able to mislead not only the inquiry but the families of about 200 British soldiers who laid down their lives in that war, Dr. K. You see, these people should be given the rendition that they have authorized on others, people who have never been proven to be guilty of anything.
It's beyond incredible. And, of course, they will make a commission, they will make a report, they'll file it, and then they'll circular file it, and nothing will happen, you know.
Because
it would be such a testimony to the evildoer if they were to take one of their high ones and really prosecute such a one, and you just won't see it happen.
And you see what's going on right now with neighboring Afghanistan into Pakistan now, these border incursions by NATO
and
the United States is proof positive of what we were saying when this incident with Osama bin Laden allegedly took place a few weekends ago. These NATO helicopters from Afghanistan, they actually intruded into northwest Pakistan yesterday or today, by their time yesterday, wounding two soldiers and then prompting a protest from the military already seething over the secret U.S. operation over Osama bin Laden. So the Pakistani army said it lodged a strong protest and sought a flag meeting with the NATO commanders over this incursion, and so far, silence. There has been nothing done about it. And, you know, this is a war now. This is a war.
Sure, declared war on
Pakistan.
Yeah, on this end. Because the Jewry said, okay, see, you know, let's get the troops going immediately, you know.
Sure.
Look, they're doing this, they're doing this, the guy's there, and we proved it, and of course, that's another thing. But, you know, all the local people said, what are you talking about? There's nobody here by that name. We know all the people here, and we know every house. Mm-hmm. This is a joke. It's a hoax. You know, the local people on the street down there. Of course, that's what they said.
And the biggest cookie of all that we have yet to mention until now has once again focused on Fukushima.
Yep.
TEPCO just admitted, TEPCO admitted that the nuclear meltdown occurred at the Fukushima reactor 16 hours after the quake that took place, and that most of the fuel in one of those nuclear reactors at the Fukushima number one nuclear power plant had melted only about 16 hours after the March 11th earthquake struck a wide swath of northeastern Japan and triggered a devastating tsunami. So here they are now. The fuel was fully exposed above the water surface and overheated for more than, 10 hours or something. And at about 9 p.m., the temperature of the reactor core rose to 2,800 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, Celsius.
The melting point for fuel.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Now they're coming clean on some things and telling us that this was the case now. Long after, and they knew this, Robert.
They covered it up.
Long after.
Yeah, they covered it up. But the fact is, there were two absolute categorical meltdowns, which are 1 and 3, plus the fuel pod, or the fuel pool, was completely disintegrated in 3. And then what wasn't disintegrated, you can see the atom bomb explosion, you can see the fuel pool lit, you can see the radiation beams, and then it blows up in an atomic bomb. And so you've got spent fuel for 40 years that has been liquidated into ions. You have the core from two nuclear reactors, but not just that. 2 and 4 are in meltdown. Well, 4 is kind of a funny thing because it wasn't on, but it's still emitting meltdown-like radiation. So you've got 4 reactors there, but 5 and 6 are emitting radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got those. But then you've got a nuclear power plant directly west of Tokyo that's now in potential meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Okinawa. They're, I think, north of Fukushima. They're in partial meltdown. That's just the way it is. It was an earthquake. Good God. And these things are all on the shore, and the shore soil is so friable, it wouldn't take much of anything to knock out the cooling system by shifts but that tsunami, of course, made it worse because that water would, you know, the water on the east side of Japan, the water shot through the pipes and created so much turbulence it disrupted everything. You know, the big outtake pipes, plus they washed the generators away. The tsunami did. And it washed the fuel tanks away. So they went into meltdown immediately. How could they not be in meltdown? Some of it's cover-up. Well, they concentrate on 1, concentrate on 3, But they don't tell us that there's six of them that are out of control. You know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But you know what you point out, a full meltdown of one nuclear reactor that's, you know, maybe five times bigger than Chernobyl, and that has stored fuel, is that one facility makes it worse than Chernobyl. Now Chernobyl caused 1 million known counted deaths. That doesn't mean it was 1 million. It means it had to be 2 or 3 million. Now how is Japan going to fare? It's got a Chernobyl. You know, nobody's discussing that.
Well, and there's much more that we should mention as a result of this. And that is that the Japanese government now is widening the evacuation zone. And they've just started evacuating people outside of the 20-kilometer radius exclusion zone around the crisis plant of Fukushima. And now they had earlier, you know, ordered the evacuation of people living in a 20-kilometer, basically 12.4-mile radius around the plant, told people residing between 20 to 30 kilometers from the plant to remain indoors. And,
yeah.
And the Japanese now, they have their prime minister on nuclear plant closure. Two-thirds of Japanese voters back Prime Minister Naoto Kan's decision to close a nuclear plant seen at risk from a major earthquake.
Yeah.
This apparently from the surveys that showed Monday.
Or it could be a cover-up that plant is in meltdown and they're trying to cover it up and say, oh, well, we've got to build a tsunami wall. It's,
yeah.
I mean, anything,
but
any nuclear plant, with a 9, I mean, there could be they're probably finding cracks and leaks in the reactor vessels and in the, you know, reactor cement shell. They're probably finding that every kind of a you-cannot-believe-it situation.
Right.
But what we can say from the evacuation that you brought up is that that means that this is a self-sustaining nuclear critical reaction that is actually accelerating in the levels of radiation. And you know what the secret thing here is? There are people getting sick, and they're now being forced to face with what if the world finds out that people are developing radiation sickness 20 miles away,
mm-hmm.
30 miles away, you see? And I told you before, Mr. Adams, I said, we no one will ever do a civil defense. I hope somebody would do a civil defense website so that instead of calling everybody paranoid, because the moles will get on the Internet and post, you know, derogatory comments, are people tasting metallic, you know, taste in their mouth and the back of their throat? Are there people who are getting, you know, pockets of people getting nauseous? Are people, are there areas where people are losing their hair unusually? Are there places where people are having swelling in the neck and the jaw and, you know, sensation of fullness in the neck? Is it happening? It is happening, but no one's doing any monitoring. And then no one's monitoring the leukemias that will come up. They'll just be driven over for the chemotherapy, and the
mm-hmm.
pockets will be filled there.
Right.
Yeah. But what you've mentioned is very dire, the fact
that
they're moving people out at that level now. Yeah.
Well, and it's expanding there, and what about here? You know, we have the milk police going and making it difficult for people who are, you know, using you know, the milk that is just... unpasteurized, you know.
Yeah.
We talk about the people in the hinterlands and people in America who we call primitive and savage people, but the FDA bureaucrats will go in, swoop down on them, and give them a hard time, the Amish particularly, and then they'll say, well, it's okay to drink the milk that has a high level of radioactive contamination in it, you know. That's
wow.
Perfectly fine. So we have these contrasting facts that... for whatever reason, don't seem to matter anymore in the world of insanity.
Yeah, the EPA says the radiation levels are too high to measure, so we're going to shut the machinery down.
Right. There you go.
They don't want to be responsible for what they
right.
find. Yeah.
Just like they shut the polling down when an unfavorable candidate starts polling high numbers. All right. Come right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
All right, we're back, and we'll go to the phones in a moment. Dr. K, I have a question for you. This one involves Imran Nazir Hussain and his teachings, and this person who says that they are a follower of Christ. But this man is brilliant and shows a great deal of respect for our faith. Does Dr. K have anything to say about him, Mr. Hussain?
I don't know anything about it.
Imran Nazir Hussain.
Don't know anything about it.
Well, we'll have to find out more about him then, if you want to also contribute specifically to us.
Yeah,
what you know. And that'll be fine.
Yeah, that would be absolutely fine. But yeah, Fukushima is pretty dire. I mean, the tea, which is a Japanese staple, you cannot, for about 100-150 mile radius, is completely contaminated. You know, you're looking at cesium. Cesium's a beta emitter, and I think it also emits some gammas. But that thing's so nasty, that'll just ram right through the tissues. And so, you know, when staples like rice and tea are so contaminated at 100 kilometers, then, but they're only moving people out from 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers. You see, there's people are going to be sick. Not everybody's going to be watching what they eat. And then there's the leukemia. Busby from Wales. He's predicting 400,000 cancers in the next 30 years in the 200-kilometer radius.
Right.
Okay.
Chris Busby.
All right, then we will address those questions further when we get more info. But let me go to the phones. Tom, first off, in Brooklyn. Hello, Tom. You're on.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Good. Oh, boy, I'm going to tell you something, Dr. K. You're, I had a little experience with your oregano. I got to tell you a little funny thing. I can take anything, you know.
Was that off the book or off the bottle?
Off the bottle. Yeah, the book was aromatic. I love it. I mean,
cool. It
put me in a good mood. But I took a squirt of it from the bottle.
Well, that wasn't very smart.
Underneath my tongue. Wait a minute. You want to talk about looking like Bart Simpson? I was like, wow!
You didn't just take a drop; you took a squirt.
Yeah, I took a squirt.
Oh,
no, that's all right.
It's not going to kill you, folks. Believe me, it's going to be it'll be an experience that you will not repeat. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
But I thought
you were going to say that you squirted some in that area there, the genital area, and you felt the real
shock. No.
That has happened.
Oh, well, I'm not that much of a pervert to worry about that stuff.
Well, no, I mean, accidents will happen.
Did it clear out your head?
You know what? You want to know something? The gagging and everything hawked up mucus that may have laid dormant in there for 20 years.
It's probably some old New York mucus from who knows.
Oh, yeah. If I just got rid of some of the Twin Towers, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah, you got the debris coming.
Yeah, I brought up some of the debris. Let me give you a little bit of something with the Fukushima. Something that people are not really realizing. They're not connecting the dots, Doc. Very, very simple. Japan also signed on to Agenda 21 treaty with the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Through treaty negotiations and agreement, they agreed to depopulate their own people, just like they did here, just as they did with all of the member nations, okay, to reach a goal of what they call a sustainable development number, which is a greatly increased reduction in population of each of the member nations. So, whether it's a war, whether it's a terrorist attack or anything, they will all be working towards these numbers. And I have been tracking the numbers. Okay?
Yes.
We all know we have a controlled media. But did you know that your next 50 years is scripted?
How so?
Well, if you're working towards a defined number, does it matter if we go into a war?
Or if we
release a chemical agent on our own people or whatever? At the end of that depopulation program, mm-hmm. you are going to come up with the number that the United Nations gave you.
The Rockefeller Nations?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Who actually created that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, who created the United Nations? And you look at the genocide of the people in Palestine. Now, folks, listen to me carefully. You allowed that to happen there. That was a model for what they plan to do here. The same people are being taken from that area to be advisors to your president in this country. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you allowing this? What have you got to do? What have you got to lose?
Yeah.
You know, an interesting thing happened this weekend. This network, and God bless him, John Stadtmiller, put together an incredible
expo.
The American people are tired of being scared.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. The shot that just was heard around the world, we hope, huh?
Have something to say.
All right, Tom, we'll come right back, folks, with more calls and more of the program just ahead.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Half hour, I can't believe it that fast. My goodness, how time has flown by, ladies and gentlemen. We mentioned the package, the kit, the oil of oregano, all of that again. And yes, people do have interest now in the product. But let's see. I don't know. Was Tom finished? Was Tom all done, or is he still there?
I'm still here.
Hey,
okay, Tom, go ahead quickly.
Okay,
because we have other calls.
You know what? I could pontificate forever, but all I want to say to you is, Dr. K is a very, very smart man. And you know what makes him even smarter than what he learned in school? He's going back to the basics, okay? He's using the science that has been accumulated over many, many years to reintroduce a very, very simple component of life. He has the intellect to keep it simple. We live in a very complex world of smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, there's lots of it.
And they're worried about quality of life. The quality, everything is quality of life issues and this, that, and the other thing. How good is the quality of life since you've had your war on drugs? How good is the quality of life since you had your war on raw milk. How good is the quality of life since you had the war on terror? I mean, your kids are getting throttled at the airport.
It's impugning us all. There's no question, Tom, and that's a very good point. So we'll keep it going.
We'll continue now, Tom. Good points. Thank you very much. Of course, for your call. Barb in Florida now is up next. Hello, Barb. Hi, Barb.
Hi, gentlemen.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring to your attention, I just have read like 30 pages of a book, but it's the ethnic
Which book now? Wrongly Blamed?
No, it's the Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine.
Oh, okay, that's... All right, that's a different book, yeah?
Who's that one by?
American Free Press by Elin Pappy.
By Elin Pappy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just amazing. People need to read this book because the way the Zionists laid out the whole plan and learned about all the villages... Who lived there?
Yes.
What they owned, every tree, every plant, every car they owned.
They stole everything.
They had everything all written down and ready to seize as soon as they were able to do it.
Yeah.
Once they got the British out of there. It's so shocking to read how they accomplished
that. Quite meticulous.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't realize it, but... there was an editorial in our local newspaper, and there's things about the Holocaust every other week here in Palm Beach County. It's disgusting. But there was an editorial about how the Goldstone Report was reversed. I can't believe that this
Well, you're in an area of the country of Holocaust heaven, I suppose. You know, the papers all over the country, the Zionist Jewish press, have been running editorials about how Goldstone recanted and everything. And, of course, that wasn't the case. He didn't completely recant. He didn't do it voluntarily. He admitted there was tremendous pressure upon him in South Africa to do what he did. But then three members of that commission came out and wrote a dissenting report and said this was an abomination, what was being done. That we should not be pressured by the Zionist bankster gangsters into recanting a word of it. And they stood by it firmly by the report. Yep.
Well, that was probably a partial plant to put one weak sister in the mix anyway. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll have to write a response there to our local paper. But I also see that... the Spirit of Rachel Corrie, a Malaysian ship, was intercepted. En route again with humanitarian aid. And
right.
I just wrote a letter, a postcard to the president, Obama, and I said, Israel has again violated international law,
attacking
a humanitarian mission ship en route to Gaza, just as they did before, even detaining Cynthia McKinney. Do you call this a friend of the United States?
Yeah.
I fear for my Christian and Muslim brothers and sisters. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Three years of torture and imprisonment. Say no to Israel.
And you should ask Mr. Obama, how can he wage a war in Libya on the humanitarian grounds when here we have a war going on a humanitarian flotilla and ship by Israel, which receives an incredible number of weapons of mass destruction, weapons of lethal aid being used on those vessels, you see?
And now we have a Florida Muslim leader that is being attacked again as a boogeyman, new boogeymanism, So I think maybe one of the callers mentioned that earlier, but thank you for your call and your efforts, and God bless you for what you're doing.
Okay, God bless you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're at your...
She's a very devout caller and a writer as well. Roy in Michigan now is up next. Hello there, Roy. Greetings. Salutations.
Right now, I know that Obama's got his hands full. He's got to find a replacement for bin Laden.
Yeah, well,
if he doesn't do it real quick, some of the people might lose some of their fear.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that's exactly how Satan rules. He rules by fear and condemnation. And remove that from him. He doesn't have control of you anymore. And the only way to really get rid of the fear is to walk in love.
Yeah.
That's the only way. All the rest of it all just leads to their own destruction.
Right.
And
that's right. They will destroy themselves as well.
And the other thing that you were talking about this thing in Japan, I mean, I'm not the smartest man in the world, don't know hardly nothing about nuclear plants, but to put it onto on a fault,
yeah,
seems like it was a long-planned operation.
Yeah, and, you would think. You would think.
Well, between the design flaws of these plants that were set up years ago, here in the United States we have them too.
Yeah.
And
then
you say the number of them and the places they were put. Right after the war, of course, they sold Japan on the nuclear power industry because of oil. As you know, Japan wanting oil from China, wanting to take oil from wherever they could get it. The United States, you know, occupied Japan, and the powers that be using the United States, these Zionists, went in and imposed this industry on them. It's amazing,
exactly right.
You know, that chronology, to look it up and to follow it from World War II onward.
It is
totally
amazing
what was being foisted upon the nations of the world who profited from it.
And the pitiful souls in Japan, you cannot believe it. They actually go around and pick up street people or really super impoverished. Then they promise them, you know, 200 or 400 yen a day or whatever it is, and they suit them up and they use them as the nuclear cleanup crew. They've been doing that for years, by the way. I mean, this is a, you know, a very, very murderous group of people that are behind this whole thing. But you raise a great point. You know, they put these nuclear plants by water. They then dump the residual into the waterways. Just so happens that it's on the Ring of Fire. You know,
going to protect the food and all that because
definitely.
It's not just for the Japanese, but it's going to be. This is an attack for all of us.
Definitely.
I'm sure that there will be many deaths that will follow.
There's no question.
All part of the plan, as you well know. And,
oh yes, yeah. We're on the threshold of it right now.
And the patents and the technology and all of that is available for them to touch these faults off,
mm-hmm.
and to touch off these earthquakes and so on. And there is plenty of evidence that they have a program going right now. Matter of fact, it started Sunday. I don't know if you're aware of it, but this is on the Madrid fault. And we'll see what happens here, but the evidence...
Well, they just had another earthquake in Japan in that area. I believe it was 6.6 on the 6.2 on the Richter scale.
These earthquakes keep shaking the foundation of those nuclear plants. They just keep breaking more pipes. I mean, one more crack and break, and it goes from critical mass danger zone to lethality for immediate, you know, immediate deaths and swaths of land. I mean, we're just on the cusp of this thing. It could be much worse.
The Madrid fault. The documentation that this is their desire to touch that off is overwhelming.
You have any of that kind of documentation you can forward?
Yes, I have sent some of it to Rick in the fact that they are buying for the Madrid fault a huge amount.
Well, I do know that the oil boys have been pumping a lot of junk into the, I mean, you know, just from their greedy, you know, whatever. And they've been setting off a tremendous amount of 4 and 4.5s in the, I mean, you know, in their exploration and nonsense in Arkansas.
Yeah.
A few of them. So anything like that, whatever it is, intentional or insane, could trigger an absolute nightmare scenario right up to Chicago or wherever, you know, New York.
What's happened with the Mississippi right now?
And letting
off those dams, that flooding is going back into... It's putting an enormous amount of pressure onto the Madrid fault. But you have an exercise going on right now,
mm-hmm.
which includes the military and the police,
mm-hmm.
that is in regards to the Madrid fault.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
Oh, yeah. There's really some good things about to happen.
Thanks, Roy.
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And someone here has written a question or made a comment. No, this is one that I have received personally, though, and this is one that comes up from someone who said that he thought he heard Dr. K say that nuclear power plants were powered by coal. Not to debate safety issues on nuclear power, but the power factor of nuclear power is 90% compared to about 40% for a fuel of fossil fuel power plant. In other words, nuclear power is way more efficient than fossil fuels. Also, electricity is produced by the creation of a chain reaction, which heats the water for the turbines.
The energy that it takes to create the plant, to create the steel, to create the turbines, to create the there's massive amounts of energy are used to produce these things. It's an energy. And everybody knows that when it's operating, it produces energy at a certain rate of efficiency. So, furthermore, why is this the only power plant that's subsidized by the government? The insurance is paid by the taxpayer. The creation of the plants is taxed into power plant fees to the consumer. The nuclear power plants in South Carolina and North Carolina, for example, are being prepared for manufacture by putting a fee against your heating bill, your utility bill. They're collecting money in advance to pay for them. They are not efficient when you look at every aspect of them. And in fact, this is a complete fraud. This is just a way to burn up nuclear waste and make money on it, making the taxpayer or the common person, pay for it.
We've got to move along, though. Vincent Montana wants to tell us something, and Vince, I believe you had just sent an email concerning the start of this World War III scenario, right?
Well, good evening, guys. Anyway, I wanted to talk about was a bill that's going through House Resolution 1540, which is the new defense authorization bill, which is basically going to give the president a blank check to on any time for any length of time with no ending provision. This is the last time that Congress will ever be consulted to go to war. And they're ready to give away their congressional authority, to be consulted on war. And they're just going to give them a blank check in this defense authorization bill, 1540. Mm-hmm. It's really very frightening. It opens up the scenario for, attacks on Pakistan. And the reason it's coming up right now is because the 90 days will come due. Well, let's see. Libya started on the Jewish Feast of Purim this year on the 20th of March. Mm-hmm. They always start their blood faces on that day.
Yeah.
And come June 20th, they have to have this 90-day authorization done. So this thing is coming down the pike, and it's going to be authorization for Libya, Syria, anybody the president deems an enemy for as long as he wants and with no ending provision on it.
They want to keep him there forever? Is that the idea? Or?
No, it's not. It's not the individual president. It's giving total control of military deployments and making war to the executive branch. In the past, they've had to consult with the Congress and get the Vietnam War was shut down by the Congress. It was stopped by the Congress. The Congress pulled the funding for the Vietnam War. They got tired of it, and they put an end to that war.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be the last time that the Congress is consulted if this language remains in this bill.
Wow. I mean, they're doing it anyway. I guess they're just encoding it into their system.
This is a routine bill. The Defense Authorization Act is one of these bills that just routinely gets passed.
Yeah.
Only this time it contains a clause that basically abdicates the congressional authority to wage war. It's very scary.
So while everybody else is hemorrhaging Raytheon and General Dynamics just likes what's happening.
Yeah, it just takes care of the, one more... I guess if you liken it to the Roman Empire, we're leaving the Republic and we're moving into the Caesar phase now.
Yeah, true enough.
I was going to comment on Imran Hussein.
Yeah.
I watch his videos on YouTube, and I find them very interesting and very enlightening. He has one called the, let's see, what is it here? Hold on, let me pull it up. It's called Imam El-Mahdi and the Return of the Caliphate.
Oh, yes, that's the one you forwarded to me.
Yeah, it's a fascinating lecture on...
who's the man that they are attacking down in Florida?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He's in Florida now.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a moment. We'll come back, okay? And then we'll see if we can squeeze in another call. We don't have time for all, but we'll try for one more. All right. Come right back, folks, with more in Rick Adams and Dr. K's World. We shall return.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Now with Vince in Montana. Vince, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. You wanted to add to what you were saying to us.
Well, I just commented that I like the Imran Hussein's lectures, and I
enjoy
it very much.
Yes.
So one thing I was going to add about nuclear power, you know, the Fukushima disaster is just monumental. Population levels in Europe after Chernobyl, this is when Europe went into its negative population growth was after Chernobyl.
Yeah,
Russia,
true. Yeah, very well.
Russia's fertility has gone through the floor. I don't know, you know, Tom's idea that they're depopulating Japan seems very, very likely to me, given their agenda. But the thing that was exposed at Fukushima that is the most shocking and will possibly put an end to the nuclear power industry is the fact that it disclosed that they were storing the fuel rods in the reactors when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
What it did is it exposed the fact that there is no viable plan for storage of spent nuclear fuel, and they are just mm-hmm. warehousing them
in
the most dangerous place you could possibly warehouse.
Yes, and then somebody called in earlier and said, oh, you were saying the coal. How much coal and gas and oil did it take to build Yucca Mountain or to clean up Hanford or to transport these wastes when they do to transport them? The government would be better off to give the energy away than to maintain a nuclear power plant, even one. You know?
Yeah, we're finding that out. I mean, we're the costs of this are going to be enormous. I mean, we could be looking at the extinction of Japan.
Well, it's the human costs too that outweigh anything else.
You know, whether
I don't
intentional
care about humanity,
or
though,
whatever accident, I don't care. It's finished. You know.
Well, I was going to comment on fear, and then I'm going to go. Up here, we in Montana, we have wolves up here now. And sometimes I go down and watch the wolf packs in Yellowstone. They rely on fear to hunt. If the herds that they hunt stand and face them, the wolves will back right off and go find easier prey. But once they can get them on the run, if they can get them running, that's when they take them down. They rely on fear. Predators rely on fear.
Interesting.
Very true. Thank you very much, Vince, for your contributions, always. Let's see if we can squeeze in Bill in Idaho now. Hello, Bill. Okay, Bill. Come right to the microphone. Come to the phone. Speak to us. He's listening. He's listening on delay here.
Well.
Okay, Bill. Are you there, Bill? For some reason, Bill is not there. We'll bring him up if we can get him, but we're almost out of time anyway. So, Dr. K, tonight we've covered so many bases. You started out well talking about your own plight, persecution, and this is what this war is all about, this angelic conflict, we call it, you know, forces of Satan versus the forces of God.
That's right, and I agree with Mr. Vince that we forget about the fear factor. We stand brave, we stand with God, and who's a better associate than the Almighty One, you know? He's at our back, he's at our side, he's in our front. He's with us.
Amen. Amen. Well put. We can't put it any better or go any further. Thank you again for all your contributions and your work for God.
And all to you. Thanks, Michelle.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
All right, all of you. Thank you again, folks. And the offer is still there, rick458@cox.net. And we will continue again tomorrow night with Poker Face and Paul Tepetti. And thank you all. Keep supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night.